Today's Shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nazir Daf Chaf Hei. We begin on the very last line of Chaf Dalid Omud Beis, where we quote the Mishnah. And we actually start off with the words of the Bach at the beginning of the line, Oz Gimel, where it says, Meis, remind ourselves in the Mishnah that if a person, Rechmon al-Islam, died, and Hayulo Mo's Stumim, and he had funds that were designated but not specified for which Korbanos of his Naziris, so the Yiplul Nadova, all of them are used to purchase Olos for Keitz HaMizbeach. So, we turn to Chaf Hei Omud Aleph, and we now try to understand what exactly is going on here. So, the Gemara says, V'halo demei chatos me'urabim ben. How can you go and use these funds that the dead person had put aside for his korbanos of Nazirus, albeit they were unspecified, they were not designated? After all, they have the value, the money, of the Chatas funds in there as well. And we know the Chatas, of course, has to be thrown to Yam HaMelech, just like the Chatas itself, if it can't be brought, has to be put into the kippah, you close the barn door, and you let the animal starve. So, two over here, if there were funds, that were Chatas funds, they have to be thrown into Yam HaMelech. Now, in this unspecified pile of money, there is included in that the funds for the chata. So how can you use this to buy olos? That's the Gemara's question. So we have two answers. Amar Rav Yochanan, halacha hibinazir. Rav Yochanan says this, halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, in regards to a special dispensation here for a nazir's funds to be utilized in this fashion for olos for Keitz HaMizbeach. That's the first teretz, Rav Yochanan. Rish Lakish disagrees. Rish Lakish Shemai, it's based upon a pasuk. Pasuk says, L'chol nidreyam u'l'chol nidvosam. That's what the Gemara quotes over here. The rest of the Pasuk says, Asher yakrivu l'Hashem li'ola, that you'll go bring forth as an ola. So the Gemara explains, HaTorah Omer, the Torah is giving us permission over here to use the Mosar Neder Yehe Linadova, excess funds from a Neder, and as the Mefarshim point out over here, the Naziris is a Neder, so therefore it can be used in this situation for Keitz HaMizbeach as a Nadova. Now, Mark continues and says, our Mishnah seems to fit very well with Rav Yochanan, but it doesn't seem to fit well with this interpretation of Reish Lakish. Why is that? So Gemara says, Bishlam al Rav Yochanan, we very well understand our Mishnah in accord with Rav Yochanan, because he says it's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, d'amar halacha hi b'nazir, and therefore, as Tosu says over here, d'ibamask halacha hi b'nazir, halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, the stumim yiplu nedava. It's only funds that were not designated, that were unspecified, they fall to nedava, even though they have the mechatos mu'rovim behen, even though there's chatos fund in there, but it wasn't specified, and therefore the Torah, through this halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, gives us a special dispensation, but only for stumim funds. And even though afa bishut mechatos mu'rovim behen, even though there is money there that should have been used for the chatas, nevertheless, for adirava, this is a specific din halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that tells us in this situation you can, because adirava l'kaman, we're going to see murcha kishut mei chatas davka mu'urben. This only works if there's chatas funds that are mixed in there. Then niskab lahaloch l'moshe mi-Sinai sheep l'nedava. However, avolim demei ola ushlamim levad mi'urabim. If in fact you have only Ola and Shlomim money mixed together, so then alone Emra Bahen Sheep Lunadova, then it doesn't fall to Keitz HaMizbeach, it doesn't fall for Olos, Ella Yavi Chetzin Ola, the Chetzin Shlomim. So here's the proof that this is a specific din, this halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, that says only if you have undesignated funds, even though there's included in them Chatos money, it can be used for Keitz HaMizbeach. Therefore, this works out very well, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, der malachi bin azir, amatu lahachi, stumim in mefurash lo. That's why in the Mishnah, it was only in the case of stumim. But if they had been specified funds, then certainly this wouldn't apply. And the chatas funds would have to go to the Yam HaMelech. The ola funds could be used to purchase olas. The shlamim funds could be used to purchase shlamim. So it works out great according to Rav Yochanan. But Ella L'Reish Lakish, who says it's based upon a drasha of the pasuk L'chol Nidreim L'chol Nidvosam and Asher Yakrivu L'Hashem Li'Ola, that it can be used to go purchase Keitz HaMizbeach Olos. So then what difference does it make? If it's a drasha in the pasuk, my ear is stumim. Why should it only be for stumim, undesignated funds? Afilu mufurashin. Even if they were specified, but this drasha of the pasuk seems to say that it could be used for Keitz HaMizbeach, for Olos. So how would you answer this, Reish Lakish? So Amar Rava, Rava answers to Reish Lakish, and he says, Mifurashin lo matzis amris. You can say that if it was specified that it should be used in this way, because kvar poska tonadir Rishmal. Because we've already learned the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel that that's not true. Because he darshins additionally the following pasuk, The pasuk says, "Rak kodoshecha asheyu l'cha unedarecha." And the pasuk continues, we don't quote it here in the Gemara, the pasuk continues, Tisa uvasu el hamakom ashevich harashem, you shall bring them up to the place of the Beis HaMikdash. We'll see this pasuk a little bit later on, concluded, but that's the conclusion of this pasuk right now. And therefore, this pasuk is saying, which karbanos do you bring up there? Bivlade kachim ubitmuras hamakosim adare. This pasuk is telling us that you can bring up the vlad of kachim if you have a female animal that's kodesh kodoshim, so for example, like a chatas. So the children of that chatas also have the status to be able to be brought. And likewise, if you do tmura, you're not allowed to do tmura. You're not allowed to exchange one carbon without a blemish for another carbon. However, if you do so, the animal that you try to exchange on, so that animal does get kedusha. The one that you try to remove the kedusha from, it still remains being kadosh. So this exchange just added kedusha to the new animal. That's called a tmura. So the pasuk that we just read, Rakko the Shecha, Sheyul Chod and the Recha, comes to teach us that the Vlade Kachim and the Tmura of Kachim is able to be brought. Now, Mata Konosan, how exactly you do this? So, Tiso Vos, Elamakom, Sheyv Harashem. That's the end of the passage that I just read before. So, you go bring them up to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, you might have thought that when you bring them up to the Beis HaMikdash, Yocho Yaleim, the Beis HaBechira, the Yimna Mehem Mayim, Mazum Bishoshiyamusu. You might have thought that you have to bring them up to the Beis HaMikdash, not to serve them up on the Mizbeach, not to bring them forth as Korbanos, but to go lock them in a kippah, to go lock them in a closed room, close the door behind them, don't give them food or water, and in this way, they'll die. You might have thought that the Vlad of the Kachim and the Tzur of the Kachim are not allowed to go be brought, and therefore they have to die. Kamash Milan, that's why the pasuk tells us, Talmud Lomar, V'yosisa olosecha habasor v'hadom, that you'll go and make them into olos, and you'll be able to go and bring them up. Now, what animals are we talking about? Lomar l'chot to teach us, kiderech sha'ata noheg ba'ola nohog b'truma. Kiderech sha'ata noheg b'shlamim nohog b'vadehem. This is specifically coming to only teach us this din, that you can bring up the vlad of a animal. Now, a shlum could be female, a chatos could be female, but an ola cannot be female, it must be male. So this din is specifically mentioning by the ola, it says tamura, because the ola is male, there's no way it could have a vlad of an ola. So therefore, it uses the lashon of tamura by the ola, and it uses the lashon of vlados by the shlamim, which could be female. Shlamim could be male or female. So therefore, it specifically says that this pasuk is teaching us that the tmura by an ola, the same thing would apply by a shlamim, it just mentions it by an ola, and the vlados by a shlamim, here it's only shlamim because it can't be vlados of an ola, so all of these are allowed to be brought up. Now, you might have thought, Yochol af vlad chatos utmuras oshem kain. You might have thought the same thing should apply to a vlad of a chatos. A chatos is female, so it can have a vlad. It could also have tmura, but the usage of tmura is by the oshem, which has to be male, so it says utmuras oshem kain. You might have thought, just like you could bring the vlados of a shlomen, or the tmura of a shlomen, or the tmura of an ola, so too you can bring the vlados of a chatos, or the tmura of a chatos, or the tmura of an oshem. Talmud Lomar, Rak. That's why the pasuk says, Rak kodoshecha asheyulucha ulundorecha. This Rak is a miyut over here to teach us that it doesn't include the tmuras osham or the vlados of achatas, or as well, the tmura of achatas. And this is Divri Rabbi Shmuel. This is what we learned in the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel. By the way, the Braisa continues and tells us Rabbi Kiva disagrees slightly with this drush of the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eino Tzarech. He says you don't need over here a specific pasuk to tell me that the tumor of an Osham is not allowed to be brought on the Mizbeach, because the pasuk says, Hareyu Omer, Osham Hu. We're taught that only an Osham itself, Osham, the Havyasu Yehei, only the Osham itself is allowed to be brought, implication being that the tumor of an Osham cannot be brought. Fine, that's the Braisa. And this is how Rava would explain why it's not a problem, or Mishnah is not a problem for Reish Lakish's understanding of the reason why you can bring the unspecified funds, the stumim funds, even though there's Dmei Chatos Me'uravin Bohen. Okay, now the Gemara says, let's go back and dissect this Bryce a little bit more. Tani, we just learned, Yochel Yalim Mebeis HaBechira, V'yimna Mehem Mayin, Umazo Mishur Shiyamusu. We might have thought originally that the reason that you bring up the Ola and the Shlamim, the Tmuras Shlamim, or the Tmuras Ola and the Vlade Shlamim, the reason why you did that was not because you'd sacrifice them, but because you're just going to bring them up to the Har HaBayis and over there put them in a kippah, to put them in a place where they won't have Mayim U'Mazon, and that they'll die on their own. So you might have thought that, Talmud Lomer, no. The Yosisa Olosecha, it says specifically you shall make them into Olos. Now the Gemara says, Amai, why would you think that they have to be put into a kippah? The Ola and the Shlamim that you're bringing up now, the Tmuras Ola or the Tmuras Shlamim or the Vlade Shlamim, why would you think that they have to be put on the Har HaBayis in a kippah and not have food and water and die? Amai, why would you think that? Hovlad Chatas hu the Gemrinon Bar Misa. It's only the Vlad Chatas that has this din, and not the Vlad of a Shlamim or the Tmura of a Shlamim or Tmura of an Ola. So what would have been my Havamin to think that that should apply? That Reish Lakish says you need the Pesukim to teach us that it doesn't apply. So Gemara says, no. Elav Kra, if it wasn't for that Pasuk, so then you know what I would have said, Havamina, I would have said, Vlad Chatas b'chol makom. In fact, the Vlad of a Chatos is not allowed to be brought as a carbon, but you can put it in a kippah any place. You don't have to put it in the closed barn door, lock the door, and it will starve to death. You could do that any place. You don't have to do it on the Har HaBayis. I would have said, Hava Amina Vlad Chatos b'chol mokum, if you turn to Chofei Omid Beis. So I would have said, in that situation, that it's only the Vlad Chatos that doesn't have to be up in the Beis HaMikdash. However, and we turn to Chafei Amir Beis, I would have said, Vlade Kodshim, the Beis HaMechira, other Vlados of Kodshim, would have to be brought up to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, that's what I might have darshan, and therefore, Kamash Belon, the low. No, comes to tell me that they're actually brought up to the Beis HaMikdash, and actually brought as Karbanos. More continues to discuss parts of this Braisa. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Yochel Af Vlad Chatas Uturas Oshem Kain. I might have said that even the Vlad Chatas and the Tmura of an Oshem could be brought as Karbanos. Talmud Lomer, no, Rak. We said the Pasuk, Rak Kodoshecha Asheyu L'chol D'Derecha. The Rak comes to exclude this din from applying to the Vlad of a Chatas or the Tmura of an Oshem or the Tmura of a Chatas as well. It's only the Tmura of a Ola or the Tmura of a Shlomim or the Vlad of a Shlomim that could be brought as a carbon. So Gemara says, why? Lomeli Krop, why do I need a Pasuk to go and exclude this din? After all, this is the famous Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai, that Vlad Chatos L'Misa Azil, that if you have the Vlad of a Chatos, this is one of those five Chatos, that in those five situations, one of them being the Vlad of a Chatos, the animal can't be brought as a carbon, and in fact, you just put it in the kippah, you close the door, and the animal has to die. You're not allowed to kill it, because it's Kachim, and you're not allowed to go and destroy with your hands Kachim. At the same time, it can't be brought as a carbon. So you just lock it behind the closed door and you don't give it mazon and mayim and nebuch, it will die. So why do I need this pasuk rak to go and exclude that? The Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai tells me that Vlad Chatas L'Misa Azil and can't be brought as a carbon. So Gemara says, Hochanami, you're 100% right. We don't need it for teaching us the Vlad Chatas. We only need it to teach us Ukra Li Oshem Hudiyasa. This is teaching us the din of Tumura by an Oshem. The Tmura of an Oshem can't be brought. Ah, that's what the Chiddush is. Gemara says, that's also Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai. Oshem Nami Hilchos Gemira. This same din that we learn out by a Chatas, that it's Lemisa, so the same dinim applied by an Oshem, that it's Yira Achi Yistai. You have to let it go pasture until it gets a Mum, and only then you redeem it, and then you take the funds, and you purchase for Keitzah Mizbeach. So Oshem has the same din as the Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai by Echatas. Why do I need this Pasuk Rak to go and exclude the Tmura of an Oshem? Oshem Nami Hilchasu Gemiri La Kol She'ilu B'Chatas Meisa B'Oshem Roeh. The din is those five Chatos that we say the Chatas is Meisa. So those same five scenarios, including the Tmura of an Oshem. So B'Oshem Roeh. Yira Achi Yistayim. You wait to let it go to pasture until it gets a mum, and then you can redeem the animal, and with the funds that you redeemed it with, you go and purchase Keitz Lemizveach. So why do I need a pasuk over here, Rak, to come to exclude this from being brought as a sacrifice? That's the Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai. Gemara says, you're 100% right. Ella, Imei Hilchasa, if we're learning it out from the Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai, you know what I would have said, Hav Amina, Hilchasa, that is the Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai. Don't bring the Tumumah Sashom, but that's l'chatchila. What happens if b'diyed, the person did bring it? The ikrive, if you in fact brought it b'diyed, no, lo l'chayv alei, below klum. You wouldn't be chayv, and in fact, it would be a perfectly good sacrifice. Oh, kamash b'lon, that's not true. That's why you need the pasuk rak to tell me, kra, this pasuk rak, the imikrav lei, koyim alei biase. It's only the vlad of a shlamim, or the tmura of a shlamim, or the tmura of an ola, that is allowed to be brought. There's an ase to go and bring that. And therefore, this is a lav haba michal ase. Since you're not allowed to go and do this for the chatas or the asham, so it's a lav haba michal ase. And therefore, that's what the chiddush of the pasuk is. By having the word rak, that comes to teach us this din, that you're over an iser ase. Okay. More continues with Darshan the Braisa. At the end of the Braisa, it said, Rabbi Kiva, Omer Eino Tzarech. Rabbi Kiva disagreed. He said, you don't need a pasuk to exclude the Asham, because Harei Yuomer, the pasuk tells us that an Asham is excluded. Only the Asham can be brought. Asham, who? Bahav Yasu Yeh. Only the Asham can be brought, and not the Tmuras Asham. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, it was unnecessary to teach us the din by Asham. Where it says, why? Lamali Kra, Gemara, Gemira Lon, Koshim Chatas Mesa, B'Yosham Roa. You don't need this pasuk Asham Hu. Why not learn it out from the halacha L'moshe B'Sinai, which we said the same din applies by a chatas as to an Asham. Wherever it applies by a chatas, the chatas is Mesa, by the Asham, it's Yira Achi Yistayiv. You let it go out to pasture until it gets a mum, and then you can go and redeem it. So why do I need over here Asham Hu according to Rabbi Akiva? So it says you're 100% right. Hochanami. You don't need it for that. However, b'chi'as or kra, what do you need the pasuk for? It's what Rav taught us. The Rav. What did Rav teach us? Yom Ravuna, I'm a Rav. Ravuna said the name of Rav. Asham shenitach liri'iyah. An asham that was waiting to be getting a mum, yire, achi, yistayiv. It's already pasturing. So in that situation, it doesn't have a mum yet, and you mistakenly went and shechted it for an ola. Again, you're waiting for it to get a mum so you can redeem it, and with those funds, buy an ola. But you can't use the unblemished, what was previously an asham, to go and bring straight as an ola. But that's l'chatchila. Bid the eved, if this animal that was waiting, it's nitak l'ri'iyah, it's yira achistayv, it's out there pasturing and waiting till it gets a mum. So in this animal, if you went and shechted it and brought it as an ola, bid the eved, it's good. Ushchatul shem ola kosher. Why? Because taima the nitak, because it was already designated to go and yira achi yistayiv. It was waiting. It was already pasturing, waiting to get a mum. Taima the nitak, since it was already waiting, so this din applies. However, holo nitak, if it wasn't already designated to be yira achi yistayiv, then lo, it wouldn't work, and you wouldn't be able to go and bid the eved bring it as an ola. And that's why the Amar Kra, you need the pasuk who Asham who Bava Yosiyeh. It should be like it was originally, and it can't be brought, even though it eventually, once it's designated for Yirat Shiyastayiv, it would be able to be brought Bidiyevit. But until it's been designated to Yirat Shiyastayiv, so then even if you brought it Bidiyevit, it would not be accepted. It's a very short shiur so far, so we'll go a little bit weiter. Amar Mar, we quote back what we just said at the very beginning of today's shir. Halach ibn Azir, Rav Yochanan's opinion was that it's halach l'moshe m'Sinai, that if you have unspecified funds, the person died, he had unspecified funds that were left in his estate, so Rav Yochanan had said it's halach l'moshe m'Sinai, that these unspecified funds, that even though they have demei chatas m'uravim ben, you're allowed to go and bring it all for keitz ha'mizbeach. So Gemara says, Halacha hi bin Nazir. This was specifically a unique halacha l'moshe m'Sinai only in regards to Nazir. So the Gemara questions this. Really? It's only in regards to Nazir? V'su leka? There are no other situations where we have this extra funds, these unused funds that would be allowed to be go brought for Keitz HaMizbeach? For Tanya, we learn in the following braisa, U'sha'ar chayove kinin shebetorah. Whenever you have an obligation to go bring a pair of birds in the Torah. And the Rosh explains in the last Rosh on this daf, he says, Kigon zov, the zov of Yoledes. If a man is a zov, or a woman is a zov, or Yoledes, so they have to bring a pair of birds. And we turn to Chavavim and Aleph. So these people are obligated to bring a pair of birds, Shehefrishu Mos Likineim, and they designated money for this birds, one in Ola, one in Chatas. If the person wishes to change from bringing a bird offering because he was poor, and now he wants to bring an animal offering for the chatos, he's allowed to take those funds, which were designated for both a ola and a chatas bird, shefrishu mos likineyem, and use that, rotz lahavi behen chatas behema yavi. He can use that money to just purchase a behema chatas. Alternatively, he can use that combination of funds and bring himself olas behema yavi. If he wishes to bring an ola that is a behema instead of a bird offering, he can take the money that he set aside for the pair of birds and use it just to purchase an olas behema. Likewise, mace, if Nebuch, the person, died, and he had these funds that were not designated, so yiplu l'nedava. It says they bedavka, go for nedava. So clearly, the Gemara's question is, how can you tell me that this is only halach l'moshe b'sinai in regards to a nazir? Here you see that the same din applies in regards to a person like a zav or a zava or a yoledes, who was b'chuyeves or b'chuyev in bringing with those funds a pair of birds, and Nebuch, they died, so they also are allowed to go and use them for Nidadava. It goes for Ketam Izbeach. So how can you tell me again that this din only applies to Nazir? You see, it clearly applies to these people as well. So Gemara says, no. Tana Nazir, when we learned this din, this halach l'moshe misina by Nazir, it wasn't just Nazir, you have to learn it. Tana Nazir, and as well, the Chayav Ekinim, the Domule. And the same din applies by Chayavim Kinim, which is also a mixture of Ola and Chatos, just like the Nazir's funds are a mixture of Ola, Chatos, and Shlamim. So this, too, by the Kinim, is a mixture of Ola and Chatos. And therefore, the Halach L'Moshe Misinai says that we can, so to say, ignore the Chatos money that's Urabim there, but use the whole thing for Kesem Ezbeach. That's what the Halach L'Moshe Misinai says. Now, this is lafuke, this is to come to exclude mehor detanya, what we learned in the following brisa. Now, what does this brisa say? This brisa says, mi shahaya mechuyav chatas, if a person is obligated to go bring a carbon chatas, he ate chaylov by accident, and as a result, he's obligated in bringing a carbon chatas. So such a person, mi shahaya mechuyav chatas, the amar harei alai ola, and he says, I'm going to go bring a carbon ola. Now, this is not instead of the chatas that he owes, but this is in addition to the chatas that he owes. But this ola and this chatas aren't tied together the same way that the bird pair, the ola and the chatas, are tied together. The funds are tied together. And likewise, in the case of the nazir, the funds of the ola, chatas, and shlamim were all tied together. Here, the person was obligated to go bring a chatas because he ate chaylev, let's say, and then he took upon himself a totally separate obligation to bring an ola. And in this situation, Misho Yamchuyev Chatas and an Ola, Vomari Alai Ola, now, Vihifrish Mos, he set aside money for both of them. Vomari Elul Chovasi, so this pile of funds now is to pay for a Chatas and an Ola, and they're not specified which is for which. So now you have these unspecified, undesignated funds, but they're supposed to purchase an Ola and a Chatas. Here, the person does not have the right to go and put them all into one or the other. So in this situation, where he was v'hifrish mos, v'amaharei elul chovasi, he designated funds and said, this will take care of my obligations, the ola that I owe and the chatas that I owe, but they're not connected, those two. And therefore, if he wants to bring, with all the funds that he has, just one of the two korbanos, he wants to buy an expensive ola or an expensive chatas, rotzolavi ben chatas behema, lo yavi. If he wants to bring olas behema, lo yavi. Why? Because in this situation, the funds that he had designated for the chatas are mi'uravim here, but it's not connected the same way that it was previously by a nazir or by the case of the birds. They're not all connected. It's a separate obligation for an ola, a separate obligation for a chatas. And therefore, mace, if Nebuch, the guy dies, and this funds now fall, they cannot be used for ketzam isbeach, because there is chatas mi'uravim behem, and therefore, yelchu Liyam HaMelech. You have to throw it away. This is the equivalent of the chatas animal that gets mixed up with other animals. So all of them have to go and be put into the kippah and to be unfortunately starved to death. Because in this situation, the Ola and Chatas funds weren't connected. As opposed to the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai says, if the Ola and Chatas funds are connected, such as by the Nazir or by the case of the Kinim, so then they could be used for Ketz HaMizbeach. Okay, we went already a little bit further into Chavav Amin Aleph. There's a good break point, a short shiur today. With this, we conclude today's shiur.